Hey church, this is Paul, one of your pastors. Welcome back to the Disciple SBC podcast. Today, Kelton and I are going to spend some time recapping and discussing our most recent sermon series. Kelton, how are you?
I'm good, Paul. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, we are recording this week following March 24th, where we just concluded a sermon series we entitled DNA, Who We Are as a Church. So Kelton, can you maybe talk us through what we were aiming to accomplish with that series?
Yeah, happy to, Paul. So yeah, the 6 weeks of our sermon series meant to introduce the church to our updated statements. That is our mission, our vision statement, and our core commitments, eight core commitments. And particularly in preaching those, to explain how those each arise out of the Bible's teaching about the church. Yeah. And we certainly, in those sermons, wanted to honor the past, right? We are certainly not suggesting that the mission of the church, for example, needed to be updated or improved in any way, in shape, or form. No. The church has a mission given to us by Christ. So it's only the words that we used to talk about that mission that we updated and wanted to introduce the church to. But we're also aiming to accomplish, laying out a clear vision for the future, a clear path for the future. What is that we are doing now together as a church, and what we hope to be doing not only in the year ahead of us, but in the next few years that are ahead of us.
That's great. Yeah, we actually thought a lot about that as elders, right? Coming out of into the winter and out of the winter leading up to the series, we were thinking a lot about these things, how to communicate these well, and that those things being a mission, vision, commitment. So, Kelton, can you maybe just tell us why those things, mission statement, vision statement, commitments, why are they useful and helpful for a church?
Yeah, I certainly could try. We certainly are not... We're not changing what we believe as a church.
Yeah.
We are not changing how we intend to live. Mm-hmm. We're not in that way updating or changing our confession of faith or our covenant. What these statements do, our mission statement, our vision statement, and our core commitments, are good communication tools. They're useful, they're helpful in communicating to one another, to the church, and to people, you know, outside the church. What it is that we're doing here, right? In very succinct, hopefully memorable ways. What we are updating is how we communicate those things, right? To give us, the church, some shared language, and again, memorable language, to talk about what it is that we're doing as a church and why it is that we're doing those things.
That's really good, because what we're really then intending is that these things to be on our minds, right? That they are something when we're going around, or when we're thinking about, oh, should I participate in that or not? We're thinking, oh, what's the mission statement of the church? Oh, it's that. And so let me have that on our mind. And so that was really the aim, right? To have these things on our mind as we did this series. So I thought it would be appropriate for us to therefore recap just a bit of what we said in shorter form, that if you were looking for kind of like, oh, I don't remember exactly what the mission statement was, but we're going to give it to you again, and just to kind of recap a little bit. So let me start with our mission statement. We said our mission statement is this: we proclaim the gospel to magnify the glory of Jesus Christ, to mature the church of Jesus Christ, and to mobilize for the mission of Jesus Christ. So if you were to ask, why is Stafford Baptist Church here? You could answer in three words: magnify, mature, mobilize. Right? This is why we exist, to proclaim the gospel, to magnify, to mature, and to mobilize. Just to flesh that out a little bit, the proclaiming the gospel is really the most important part, because this is what our role is as a church, right? This is what we are doing. We can't make people magnify Jesus. We can't force people to grow. We can't force people to go and do ministry. But we can proclaim the gospel, the word of God, of Jesus Christ, and that can do all those things. It can accomplish that. It can accomplish that in the lives of the people. And so that's our aim as we start with we proclaim the gospel, and then we're hoping to see people as we proclaim the gospel go from non-magnifiers to magnifiers. Mm-hmm. And as they go from magnifiers, that magnifiers would turn to maturing magnifiers, right? They keep on magnifying, but they would do so as they grow into Jesus Christ. And that as they magnify and mature, that they're ultimately going to be mobilized, sent in to do this kind of work in the mission of Jesus, right? To make disciples of all the nations, and to do that both by taking the gospel to where it's not been heard, and to applying the gospel to those who have believed it for a really long time. So that's the aim. That's our mission statement. As we gave our mission statement, the next thing that we moved into then, Kelton, was these eight core commitments as we sought to accomplish that. So what are those eight core commitments?
Yes, certainly these are not the only things that we are committed to, but we think it's a helpful summary introduction to kind of the culture of Stafford Baptist Church. Yeah. Yeah. That we are committed to, as a church, the Lordship of Jesus Christ, first and foremost. Second, we are committed to gospel culture. That is, that the way that we live together is downstream of the gospel.
Yeah.
Right, that we live in light of what God has done for us in Christ. Third, that we are committed to biblical instruction. Fourth, we are committed to every member ministry. Fifth, to biblical worship. Sixth, to passionate prayer. Seventh, we are committed to the lost. And eighth and finally, we're committed to doing good. Yeah, and as you'll all remember, we had the opportunity in our sermon series to kind of double-click on just three of those core commitments. And certainly we could have spent, you know, a week on each of them. So, Paul, I wanted to ask you, was there one of those eight core commitments that we did not get to think more about that you think would be just valuable to highlight, maybe in brief, right now?
Yeah, so we won't preach another 45-minute sermon on one of those right now. But I thought the three that we did, gospel culture, lost, doing good, are all very valuable, all very important as we looked at our goals and aims for this year. But one more that I thought was important to highlight is our commitment to every member ministry. And we got to do this a little bit in our service leader team training, kind of sit there a little bit. But as a church, we believe that every member of SBC has been gifted with certain gifts to benefit the church. So whether that's Betty Arnold or Gertrude Taylor to Sophia Zelmer, from oldest to youngest members of the church, each of them have been given certain gifts to benefit the church. This is what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12 and other places like Romans 12, Ephesians 4, that we as a body do not all have the same function, but God gives the body many members. And so what we are as a church committed to then is seeing all of our members participate in the life of the church in some form or fashion. Whether it's private ministry, praying in our home, to public ministry, like leading songs, preaching, teaching, and anything in between, that we want to see each of our members engaged in true ministry in the church. And that doesn't have to, again, be formal. It can be very informal. Mm-hmm. But we're aiming to see each of the members built up into doing that work. So it's not just, you know, Kelton and Paul and Elliot doing all the work. It's not just the deacons or the service team leaders that are doing all the work. It's the whole church being equipped to do that work well. So yeah, we could easily preach much longer on that and all the ways that impacts what we do and how we do it. But just something to think about for the church, think about how you as a member can participate in that, in the ministry of this church. Well, on Sunday, this past Sunday, March 24th, our small group got to talk about the sermon series, Kelton, and I just wanted to commend you for your work on the vision sermon. As I asked, like, what was people's favorite sermons, at least two of them spoke up to say that sermon in particular was the most helpful or useful for them, and particularly they highlighted our laying out of our goals for 2024. I just want to say, what are our goals for the year, and why did we think that putting them in that form, in a sermon on a Sunday morning, was valuable, useful to the church?
Yeah, praise God that it is useful. So certainly the goals that we articulated in that sermon are not the only things that we mean to accomplish this year or expect that God might work in us. But we did, as elders, want to have some specific and measurable goals for the year. And that's because, you know, we can have a vision statement, that our church would be marked by various things, but those can often feel vague, difficult to attain, if you will. So, we wanted to make those more specific. So, for example, you know, in our vision statement, we want to be a church, we say, that is marked by deeply interconnected relationships, like a family, we say. So, for example, to make that concrete, we have the goal this year of adding another small group. We have two already meeting on Sunday nights. We want to add a third small group that meets on a different day. And we want to invite every member of our church to attend one of those three small groups, whether that new one or one of the two that we exist in, two existing small groups. Yeah. So we have, you know, that's one of our 11 goals. So you can find those in the sermon or you can ask the elders to share those 11 goals with you. Yeah, but again, our vision for the future, what we hope to achieve as a church, where we hope to be in 5 years, can feel very abstract or vague again. So, yeah, our goals, the 11 goals that we have for this year, and again, we hope to have new goals for 2025 and in the years to come.
Yeah.
We hope they can be specific and attainable.
Yeah.
That give us concrete next steps towards our vision, a clear pathway, if you will, to where we want to be, not just next year, but in 5 years and 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really useful. I get the image of a muddy backyard, and you're trying to make your way from, you know, from the deck to the playset, and you have concrete steps, and our vision is I'm going to get to the playset, but how are you going to get there? You know, you're going to lay out these concrete steps to step on. That's what these goals are. So, your church, I hope that this conversation has been helpful, though brief. And let me encourage you both to go back and listen to those sermons. You can find them all on our podcast. So if you're wondering, I don't remember exactly what one of our goals was, or I don't remember all of our goals, you can go back and listen to that, and or ask us for them, and we're glad to help you, encourage you in that way. But let me encourage you as we move back then to our normal method of consecutive expositional preaching that we're moving into in the book of Lamentations in particular, as we move in that direction, if there's been some value to the sermons that you've just heard, to keep pursuing these things, right? That this was not just meant to be a 6 week conversation that we then move on and forget about as we move into Lamentations, but that we long for the mission, vision, commitments, not just to be things on paper, but to really be describing what our lives look like together. So you may not have all the language exactly right, but we do want to see a church in which we are living out these things on a day-to-day basis. So we're going to pray in that way, that the Lord would produce fruit from this conversation over the last 6 weeks in our church, that not necessarily that we will be perfect, but that over the next year we will see the church, the Lord cultivating these sorts of things in our church. So I'm going to pray for us. I'm going to read just briefly 1 Corinthians 12, thinking about that a lot from our commitment to every member ministry, what the church is to be like, and then I'll lead us in praying for the Lord to produce these things in us. So let's pray. Lord, your word says in 1 Corinthians 12 through 13, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many." Lord, these words in 1 Corinthians 12 are true. They are, Father, the reality that we have felt as a church, Lord, that we have been brought from many into one, and to Stafford Baptist Church. Lord, as we've given thought to what it looks like for us to live as a church in our mission, in our vision, in our commitments, Lord, what it is that's going to mark our church, what it is, the DNA that's going to make us up, Lord, we pray that you would produce these things, that these would not be, Lord, just ideals that we hold in our head, but that they would be the ways in which our lives are shaped, because, Father, we see these things in your word, not because they're our truth, but because it's your truth for us as your people. And so, Lord, we pray towards that end, that we'd be a people that proclaim the gospel, to magnify Jesus, to mature the church of Jesus, to mobilize into the mission of Jesus. Lord, we pray that we'd be a church committed to your lordship, that Jesus would be Lord of all of us, that we would be a church that lives down the stream from the gospel, that we would be a church that is committed to hearing your word and cultivating love for one another and serving one another, that we'd be a church that worships you and prays passionately, that we'd be a church committed to the lost and doing good. Father, that you would help us to accomplish these 11 goals and many other things, Father, things that we haven't even thought about that you have and know. Lord, we pray that you would accomplish those things in the life of this church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.